control to Major Tom.
Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield, who recently wrapped up nearly 5 months on the International Space Station, clearly adjusted to life away from Earth. But only 4 decades ago, scientists didn't know if humans could adapt to long-duration spaceflight. NASA attempted to answer that with its unmanned Skylab module, launched into Earth orbit in May 1973. During its year-long operation, 3 teams of astronauts visited the outpost for missions ranging from 28 to 84 days, learning how people react to extended periods in space. Gerald Carr commanded Skylab 4. He appeared on a NASA panel for the 40th anniversary of the launch and said muscle atrophy was a major concern.
What we learned was that simple exercise takes care of the problem, and there's no reason why a person can't stay in a weightless environment for a long, long time.
The astronauts conducted experiments in microgravity, and Skylab served as a solar observatory, a pioneering platform to study Earth, and a fun place to work. That is Skylab's legacy, says Owen Garriott, the science pilot of Skylab 3.
40 years out, I think we're still impressed with the amount of work that was accomplished and the foresight of the investigators in planning the experiments.
The astronauts' insights into their own ability to handle long-duration flight laid the groundwork for life in space today, says Marshall Porterfield, director of NASA's Space Life and Physical Sciences Division.
Now we've built on that and what they found in terms of bone and muscle health changes that occur in space, and those are still significant areas in our research portfolio now.
But Skylab had setbacks. A meteoroid shield broke off during launch, tearing a solar panel off with it. The first crew, which arrived 11 days later, had to repair the damage. That allowed astronauts to prove a point, says Alan Needell, a curator at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum.
So one of the first things that they learned is, yes, indeed, humans were capable of reacting to situations unanticipated, which probably wouldn't have been possible. Remember, we didn't have the space shuttle that could go up and do a repair at that time.
NASA transferred the backup Skylab orbital workshop to the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum in 1975, and it has been a major draw for visitors. It's a sort of time capsule from the 70s that hints at what life is like on the space station today. The next step for life away from Earth is a year-long space station mission featuring an astronaut and a cosmonaut set for 2015. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Washington. The station in that shuttle are 200.